I wanted to ask you whether you know what that means, wasting time. Do you know what that means? Do you have any examples from your own life that you feel that you wasted once your time, really? There you go. You know, just like in a... Yeah?
Watching TV.
It depends which program. It depends which program, or that depends which one.
Yeah.
So could you define what makes a thing being a waste of time? And another thing means that is an enrichment, man. What do you think? Do you have something to say about that?
Maybe like something educational.
Okay, let's say. We are not speaking... I take off my knife's coat. We're speaking now on the A height, you know. When it's educational, it's only National Geographic and these things, or yeah, there are other things also which you would say it's not a waste of time. Yeah? Let's think, yeah?
A waste of time is like not being productive, but doing anything.
Do you really think that you can be productive
24/7?
No. So you have to waste time, or then it's not wasting time?
Some point you do have to waste some time.
But then that's not considered a waste of time, that's a necessity. So how do you have a clarity, something that was very interesting with the television, because for example, I'm not so much into television because I didn't have a television at home, which I am deprived of this pleasure, but by me it was more reading books. But once my reading book was a waste of time, once my reading a book, even a novel, was not wasting time. What would you say? Let's say a book. A book is easier for me to discuss. Reading a book takes time. What would you say is the criterion of a book which is not wasting your time?
Yeah? You learn something from it. You can do something that might seem like a waste of time. Because, like, obviously you're not going to be, like, doing homework and studying the whole time. But even, like, if you go for, like, a walk with a friend and you learn something from it, it wouldn't be a waste of time.
Wouldn't be. That's right. But what does it mean you learn something? It has to be something deep.
No, you gain an experience.
Gain an experience. Do you, when you read a book, for example, do you read it again? Or are there certain books you read again and there are certain books you don't read again? Or you don't read books anymore? How is it in today's society? They read books? Harav Fogel, they read books anymore?
It's them.
Do you read books?
Online.
No?
Yeah.
Do you read books like this? No, your books like this. That's a question. With the iPhone, you can't make. Doesn't do anything. You know, we like to make like this. How do you read books? You read. You more look at films.
Huh?
You look more at films.
Sometimes.
Sometimes more than reading a book.
Yeah.
So when you look at a film, you look at it twice, three times, four times.
Yeah, maybe more.
Good enough.
Good enough. What means good?
Really good.
Yeah. But what is the criterion of being good?
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Like makes you laugh and cry.
What does that mean?
Like the movie's so powerful that it like plays on your emotions and you know it's like entertaining.
Look, there is something over there which is very interesting. A movie or a book which touches you means that you have a certain affinity within you to what's going on. That means it evokes something within you. And now the first proposal was that when you are doing an activity which makes you yourself being active, that means it evokes something within you that's not calling waste of time. Waste of time is that you're doing a thing which just carries you away. You know, carries you away. That's waste of time. Because then it doesn't do anything with you. Yeah? Let's see. Okay? So could you accept that one? That not wasting time? That we are not yet by the productivity, because to be productive, that's a real big thing, you know? But let's say first, you should do something which touches you. Yeah? You shouldn't do something which just carries you away. Do you see that in today's society, people want to be carried away. Yeah? They want to be carried away. They want to lose this contact with themselves. Could you see that? It's part of our society. So could you see this is a dangerous part of our society? Dangerous? Yeah? How many people do you know which are doing those activities which take them away from themselves? Just carry them away. Do you know people doing that? I know. You know too? Alcohol? And things like this? Carrying a person away from himself? That's dangerous? It's not only, you have to understand, be careful. It's not only dangerous because it's addictive. It's dangerous because it takes you away from yourself. Yeah? It takes you away from yourself. And it feels good. I know that. I never drank. I wanted once to drink alcohol. It didn't go, really. And other things I couldn't take. My wife didn't let me. I read a book, a thick book, about all the other things, you know. And I told her, I want once to try it out. My wife didn't let me, so I didn't do it. So, I know how that works. But it works that it carries you away from yourself. It's just you're going into a nisha where you're not there. And it feels good. Dangerous. That's a real waste of time, waste of life. Huh? Okay, that's the extreme. But a person should do only a thing which he himself feels involved. Yeah? He himself feels involved. Before the productivity, you yourself feel involved. So, for example, when you do sports, let's say sport, could you see that sports is a productive thing? Not a waste of time? Only because your body gets stronger? Or do you have other things in sports which makes it productive? What would you say?
Other things.
What's that?
Leadership qualities.
Leadership quality. Which sport do you do?
I don't.
You don't play sport. Uh-huh. But when you would play sport, you'll be a leader or you'll be a team player? Where do you learn fair play? In the lesson at school or in sports team?
Sports.
Fair play is an essential part of your personality?
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. So in that sense, sports is not a waste of time?
Yeah.
But when you are interested in the baseball league, about the statistics of every single player, every single day, 24/7, and your friend at school has another player, which by him, he goes after him 24/7. And then every single day, you compare whether your bet is better than his bet. Is that a waste of time?
No. Yes.
Definitely.
No.
Definitely, yeah, why not?
Enjoy it, not a waste of time.
But it doesn't, the point is enjoyment and being touched yourself, those are two different things. Be careful. Be careful. You can enjoy things tremendously. Tremendously. But it carries you away from being anything, having anything to do with yourself. That's called a waste of time. Yeah? So, for example, such an activity is an entire activity and people going after that. And they enjoy it tremendously. Yeah? They enjoy it. For example, what you say, that's very sensible, that's very good. Because people tremendously enjoy that. That I have my own bet and you have your bet and then we are going to compare the next day who was better and then the next day and then the next day, or my team and your team. It doesn't do anything to you, so this is very close to be a waste of time. Because by the age of 40, you'll remember that? You remember by the age of 40 who was the winner or who was the better? No. But I'm 60 now. I remember exactly when I played basketball, I was able to make a dunk, you know? I'm only one, how was it, 6 feet?
10 feet.
No, 186, that's six.
You're 6 feet.
Yeah, but I went, vroom, I was able to jump very high, you know? That's what I was able to do. I remember not... I remember what that did to me in my fair play, my thinking about my other players, and how to predict how another one will move. I remember that. But who was the team which wins? Ach, Mira Bobis Daiga, you know, next summer it's already passé, you know? That's past. Not interesting anymore. So that's a waste of time. Yeah? So let's stick first to that, to this definition. Having not a waste of time has to strike a chord, something in you. That could be reading a book, that could be playing football, that could be playing basketball or hockey or whatever it is. But it strikes something within you. Huh? First, that's the first thing. Would you accept that? Would you accept this? Huh? Now, I want to go to the productivity. I want a little bit to explore this thing, because we are in a society which gives the opportunity to make all the activities in the world to a person. And this is by you considered a greatness of the society. That's right? And I would tell you, we have over here a society which everyone can fulfill his dream. That is the American dream. That's right? Everyone can fulfill his dream. Do you see that this is nonsense? Do you see that this is dangerous? Because you are not in charge of your own life. You are not narcissistic, only occupied with yourself. No. You have to learn something from your life. You have to advance in your life. But you can't fulfill my dream. Because I dream that I want to be a professor in MIT. I won't fulfill that thing. I will not. No. I can fulfill my dreams for nothing. No. It's not a question of fulfilling your dreams. It's a question of being active. It's a question of being productive. It's a question of being a benefit for the society. That's a good thing. But fulfilling your dreams, who tells you that your dreams are fulfillable? You want to be an astronaut? Someone over here wants to be an astronaut? Going out into the Hubble, you know? No one? There's no one over here? Ah, yeah, you want? Ah. Do you think you'll get there?
I'm reaching out my butt.
That's the real thing. You heard that. When I'll be rich enough, I can buy it, you know? No, that, okay, that's the affluent way to do it. That means you are only pursuing the thing without personality. You have enough money, you do it. Independent of where you are.
Detached.
That's not what?
It's detached.
Detached, that's right. That's detached.
So
that's not, what?
How would you define going away from your, like, not staying true to yourself? How would you define that?
I was yesterday sitting with a guy like this. Rabbi Fogg was sitting with me. I will not tell you his name. I saw a guy which his tag in the society is that he's upbeaten. You know what upbeat means? He was sitting at this Sheva Baruch as I was, and it was like crazy. The guy entered the room. And then he looked around, whether someone sees him, that's detached from himself. He was connected only to other people's perception. You know, when my tag is that I'm upbeaten, then why when I'm falling asleep, I don't fall asleep like this. No. I am able to be calm with myself too. But the moment I'm with other people, and that's my selling tag, I have to play the game. I'm estranged of myself, you see? Yeah, you see that? You know people like this? I saw people smiling one to the other like this. I saw that. That the smile of them was taken directly from the television. Directly. Yeah, there was the smile. Yeah. Well, that was not natural, you know. Something wrong. I don't want to be together with such a guy, you know. I wouldn't want to do that. But this is you estrange yourself from your own personality. So that's the first thing we have to think. We can't being involved in activities which are making ourselves strange to ourselves. That can't be. That's a real waste of time. That's a waste of life. I waste my life with that. I don't want that. Now, when you think about productivity, let's go to that. It's only productivity is a very big thing. But for example, productivity is not the way you think. You think productivity is something which is measurable with objective sticks. I'm productive when I create a new iPhone, you know, or whatever it is. Which iPhone is now the newest one? Which was something?
A new app.
Yeah. Okay. It's a question whether a new app once in a while doesn't function, you know. But a new app which functions, you know, a good one. I'm productive. No. When you are productive, that's the next step in the same thing. For example, do you know a boy in your age group which has not a simple life? He comes from a broken home situation, or he has tragedy in the family, or one of his brothers died, or one of his parents are not there anymore, or things like, do you know someone like this? Do you know? Yeah? You know? I know. What's the productivity of that guy? That he should be a good student in despite that he has difficulties? That's a productivity? That means, again, running away from himself? That he should make like this?
No.
What's the productivity? What would you say? What's the productivity? What would you say? Someone has... I've had people which their own children were swallowed by a sinkhole. Yeah. I had a guy which his own son was sitting with his hat and jacket next to Netanya to the beach, and the sinkhole opened up. Fudge! The guy disappeared. Drowned. Yeah? Dead. So what's his productivity now? That he should go further on even though he had this thing, close your eyes and go further on? No. His productivity is that he understands that he's able to teach other people with his life story. He's able to do something with that. He's able to do something with his life. So you see, the first step in not wasting everything is that you should do a thing which hits a core by you. And we are going away from that. The disease today, the disease by youngsters has nothing to do with any advertising, but the disease by youngsters is that they think the most cool thing is to be involved in activities which carries you away from yourself. Because you can't afford to live in a dream world. And you do that. You just fantasy world. Is it a fantasy world on your iPhone? Is it a fantasy world with substances? Is it a fantasy world with all different kind of things which makes you absolutely strange to yourself? Today, it is worse than ever, I know. I was in the beginning of this development. I was at school, in the high school. Yeah? In the beginning of that development. But today, it gets every single year gets worse and worse. People are involved in activities which makes them entirely alien to themselves. They drive them away from themselves. Yeah? More and more. And you have the possibility to do that. This is dangerous. It's dangerous. It will make you wasting your time and your life. Yeah? And when you are good with yourself, for example, I am myself, even though I am a Baal Tshuva, my father didn't know what Yom Kippur is. That's as far as this goes, you know. Didn't know what Yom Kippur is. So now, what did I do? I worked with my life history. I tried to make that productive. I tried not to deny that. I tried to work with that. And I tried to... I think I'm more or less normal. Yeah? Okay, more or less. So I thought, look, I am... Do you know these Baalei Tshuva, which they are very recognizable Baalei Tshuva, you know? You know them? I know them, you know? That's, they are like far-quetched dimension, you know? No, I'm not far-quetched. I'm fine with myself. I don't deny that I learned biology, mathematics, university. I don't deny that. But I think Torah is better. And I think in a very natural way Torah is better. Not because I am brainwashed. No one brainwashed me, believe me. You know, that brain you can't wash. It's too dirty. You know, it doesn't go. They're not brainwashed. No. But fine, I think it's better than everything else. And that is my productivity in the world, with my history. My own life history, that's productive. And I didn't waste my life. I didn't waste my time. I tried to work with that. You have to be careful. Today, you are living in a life where your fantasy world is pretending to be real. Yeah? To be real. Not all. That's what it is. It's a reality. By me, that boys were discussing what they saw on the television yesterday night, you know? It's one step better than discussing what I dreamt by night. Why not? Did you once wake up in the morning and think, such a good dream, chaval, it finished, you know? You thought once, it would be good. And then you can't go back to sleep and go further on. Doesn't go, you know? It just doesn't go. So that's really, and then you come tomorrow and say, you know, I dreamt tonight this and this, what did you dream? You once had such a discussion with a friend? You had? No. Yes? Oh, that's very interesting. They have such discussions, I think you don't have that, you know? Because what's interesting for me, I'm not a psychologist, to know what you dream. But most people don't do that. That's their own thing, you know? That's not interesting for others. Now discuss a film, or discuss a television show. What's bothering me? But when they say, I cried yesterday because I saw this tragedy, and I was very struck by that, that you can go through such a life situation, that would be more productive, you see? Because it strikes something within you. So this is which we have to give back to ourselves. We have to give back to ourselves that we are living a productive life, or a life without wasting our own life. Because that could be. We are on the fringe to do that. That we waste our own life. I don't speak to you out of theory, Rabbi Yisai. I don't speak to you out of theory. I know out of practice what's going on. Yeah? Over here. In Five Towns. I know that. I know that over here there are people which just take their own lives and put in the waste bag. In the garbage can. Yeah? So they do. They take their own life and they throw it out. And they feel good. They feel good about it. It doesn't matter feeling good or not feeling good. But you have to throw out because nothing develops, nothing comes out. Yeah? So that's what I think is a central message when you are now growing up, you know. The age of growing up is the age where you form your own personality. That's the age. Yeah? And you are going through major changes in your own personality. That's what your age is. You know, physiologically, that's what your age is. You have to understand that now is the time that you really connect to your own life. You really connect to that. And not only thinking about non-productive things and enjoyment and thrill and things like this. Only not wasting your life and not wasting your time. But I think is a central thing in your age. So that's what I think I wanted to speak together. I was thinking that this is a central theme out of my Nisoyan, or out of my experience over here in the Five Towns. And I think it's a central theme which you yourself would once make a group out of that. Speak with friends. What took you? What is the thing which hits you? I would give you an end of the week assignment, I would tell you, give me one thing from your week which inspired you or which hits you. Write about that. And you would see that you see, wow, I had a very meaningful experience. I want to have that again. I want to have such a thing again. And then you would see that it's really a pity to waste your time and to waste your life. It's not a question of knowledge and of being committed to the time and being committed to your lectures. It's a question of being committed to yourself. Yeah? I would be so thrilled when I could do that to ask you what was meaningful to you in the last week. Which encounter or what activity was meaningful to you and why? When you would train yourself that you answer this question, you would grow entirely different. You'd be a bigger person. And I think that's what it means, that you don't waste your time. That you are aware that you yourself are developing. Okay? That's what I think is the message which I think we have to take out of this wasting time. Okay? Atkan? Atkan. Thank you for listening. And thank you for sharing with me, speaking to me. Yeah? Zeigesund.